USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While President Biden made it clear the U.S. would indeed help Israel shoot down and intercept many Iranian drones and missiles as it did Saturday, Biden says he does not support an Israeli counterattack against Iran now. He says Israel's already secured a win over Iran.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed.
During a news conference at the White House Friday before the attacks, Iran launched the strikes in retaliation for Israel's earlier attack that killed a top Iranian general. A young girl is dead. Seven other people, including two children, are wounded after a shooting at a family gathering in Chicago. Police reported as many as a dozen gunshots at the gathering Saturday night. A seven-year-old girl killed, while a pair of boys, ages 1 and 7, are in critical condition. O.J. Simpson's estate says it does not plan on paying his civil trial judgment from 1997. Although Simpson was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman in 1995, a civil court found him liable for the deaths 2 years later. Those hoping to see an alternative to the Trump-Biden rematch from the bipartisan No Labels group are disappointed. National Director Joe Cunningham says they just couldn't find the hero candidate they were looking for.
That's where we ran into a bit of trouble, is at the end of the day, we weren't able to find candidates that we felt had a straightforward path to victory in this.
No Labels had approached and were turned down by at least a dozen possible candidates, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, and former Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Can a U.S. president unilaterally shut down the southern border?
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation.
President Biden, during an interview with Univision last week, he says White House attorneys are looking into whether he might already have the authority to shut down the border. During the interview, Biden even said that they've floated the idea of taking the action and just seeing how it plays in the courts. Donald Trump said to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. USA's John Schaefer.
Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case taking place in New York City will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
New data shows American shoppers are harder to please since the COVID pandemic. That's according to recent Gallup polling, which found that customers had grown accustomed to curbside pickup, at-home delivery, remote appointments, and other conveniences that were adopted during the pandemic. 43% of workers said customers are more demanding since the start of the pandemic, and 28% said customers have greater expectations for remote or virtual services. Those who have yet to file their 2023 federal income tax return have until 11:59 p.m. Monday, April 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.